Manishtana halayla chazei mikol helalot. That's the Hebrew phrase that's used at the Passover meal, where the youngest child in a Jewish family will ask the family, specifically the father, Manishtana halayla chazei mikol helalot. Why is this night different from all other nights? Why is this night different from all other nights? The father then responds in a few different ways. Tonight's the night that we don't use yeast in our bread. We have sandals on our feet. We have a staff in our hand because we're ready to flee at a moment's notice. For tonight is the Passover of the Lord. And we remember how God came into Israel to redeem us and set us free from the slavery in Egypt. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because tonight is the night that God's redemption begins. He redeems us. Tonight is the night that Jesus celebrates the Last Supper with his apostles. Three things are given to us by Christ on the night of the Last Supper: the institution of the priesthood, the gift of the Holy Eucharist, his very flesh and blood, and then lastly, the new commandment that he gives to us. This night is different from all other nights. On Passover, all the Jews would head up to Jerusalem, all of them. Because they were to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem, it was something that all of them looked forward to for going up there, giving pilgrimage, doing pilgrimage, walking up there, going and celebrating the feast of the Passover there. Tonight, brothers and sisters, I want to preach about memory and give just a simple reflection about memory. We hear Jesus say, "Do this in remembrance of me." But when the Jews asked that simple question, why is this night different from all other nights? It reminds them of what happened before. Memory gives us a certain identity. It gives us an identity of who we are. It forms us. And memory is so important for us as Christians and as Catholics. I remember when I was pretty young, fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that, we took a family trip out to New Jersey, which is where my dad is from. I remember getting into the rental car and my dad said, "We're gonna drive by my childhood home." So we're driving through this neighborhood and we get to the place of his childhood home, we stop. I'm sure we looked a little creepy in a van, you know, right outside of a home that none of us knew the people living there. But I remember my dad tearing up as these memories started to flood back to him and sharing stories about him and his three older brothers. "That's my bedroom right up there. Those were my other brother's bedroom over there. On the first floor there, that's where my parents' bedroom was. This yard here, this is where we used to play catch, throw the football, throw a baseball. There actually used to be a big oak tree right in the front yard," he said. "It wasn't there anymore." We proceeded to drive through the neighborhood, and he talked about all the friends that lived around the block, and he specifically talked about his paper route, right, of getting on his bike really early in the morning, uphill both ways in the snow, you know, whatever, going down and having to wake up early and rolling those newspapers, putting a rubber band around them, and then going on his bike door to door and throwing the newspapers out to those who would receive them. And of course, if it were raining, he would have to put a plastic bag on the newspaper, and how much longer, he said, that would take. But to see the tears well up in his eyes. See, memory gives us an identity, it forms us. Memory allows us to know who we are. Without memory, we don't know who we are. We don't know why we're here. We don't know why we exist. tonight is a very special night because we remember, we make present in a memorial what God did 2,000 years ago on the night of the Last Supper. This is our identity. This is who we are. At the most sacred night in the history of the world, God gave himself for us. Take and eat. This is given for you. Take and drink. This is my blood. This is given for you. God gives us the Eucharist because he loves us, so that he can enter into us, so that he can be with us. And today he forms our memory anew so that we can become who we are called to be. I don't mean to make a silly comparison here, but stay with me. There's a great scene in The Lion King. I never really watched many movies growing up. I have one older brother, so I kind of grew up quickly, never got into a lot of these things. So when I go over to family's house, there's like, wait, you've never seen The Lion King? We gotta watch The Lion King right now, right? Watching The Lion King at a family's house, I was struck when Simba goes off into that kind of faraway place, abandoning what he has known. Right, he's with Timon and Pumbaa, and they're following Rafiki, and he's having kind of this existential crisis. And there up in the sky, Mufasa kind of appears to him and says, Simba, you have forgotten me. You have forgotten me. Simba says, I've thought about you every day. I've not forgotten you. What do you mean? I think about you constantly. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about you. I remember you. And Mufasa says to him, you have forgotten who you are, therefore you have forgotten me. He's forgotten his identity. He doesn't remember who he is anymore, and therefore he's forgotten where he's come from. He's forgotten his own identity. There's a temptation in our life to go and live the way of this world. This is why Passover for the Jews was so important. On the 14th of Nisan, every year, a cyclical thing, that way they would celebrate it over and over and over again. Don't be like the rest of this world. We want a king. And God eventually says, okay, you can have a king, but don't be like the rest of this world. And the Israelites are still complaining. We want more. We want to look like the rest of the nations. But God says, go and celebrate Passover. This will remind you of who you are. This will form you. This will give you a memory so that you can know where you come from. That I have redeemed you, that I've called you out of Israel into a promised land to give you new life, redemption, hope, to pull you out from that slavery so that you can be set free. There's no coincidence that Jesus chooses Passover to celebrate the Last Supper. It's really powerful. I actually read about this recently, specifically prepping for RCIA. Jesus could have died at any moment, but because he's God, he knows when that alone is. He is the only one who can choose when to lay his life down and when to take it up again. When he's born, just a little baby, he has to flee down into Egypt because there's a king who's trying to kill him. Luke chapter 4, the first sermon that he preaches. The Jews drag him to the top of a hill, and they try to push him off of a cliff. And it says, Jesus passes through the midst of them because his hour had not yet come. Only Jesus can choose when to lay down his life. Only he's in control. In Luke's gospel, Jesus says to the apostles, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Jesus wants to eat the Passover, the Last Supper, with his apostles before he dies. He wants to give us the Eucharist. And so what happens, right, is yesterday, Spy Wednesday, Judas wants to betray Jesus. So he goes into the temple, he finds the high priest, and he sells information to them for 30 pieces of silver. But he doesn't know what to say to the high priest yet because he doesn't know where Jesus is going to celebrate Passover. The apostles did not know where the Last Supper would happen. Jesus sets up a secret code word. He tells two of his apostles specifically, Peter and John, this is Mark 14, go into the city and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Men don't carry water in this time. So to see a man carrying a jar of water would have been completely foreign. But it also would have been a sign because everyone is in Jerusalem. It's Passover. Everyone's going up there so that they can partake in this great feast. And so Peter and John go ahead. Jesus creates this secret code word. He had planned one of another disciples in Jerusalem to say, go and carry water on your head. Peter and John will find you and then take them to the place that they're supposed to go to prepare the Passover meal. So Peter and John go and do. Jesus gave a secret code word so that he could know and choose that where to have the Last Supper. Why? So that he could give us the Eucharist before he dies. Jesus wanted to give us his very flesh, his very blood, his very life before he suffers. Tonight, we remember this. And tonight, as you approach the Lord, you remember where you come from. Jesus gave us the Eucharist to set us free. You have been baptized, or at least if you haven't yet, hopefully in a couple nights at Easter Vigil, into that waters. That's who you are. That's your identity. That's where you come from. The Last Supper, Jesus gives you this so that you know who you are and where you come from. In John's gospel, which is what we hear today, Jesus institutes the priesthood. And he does it through an act of humility, an act of service. And as a remembrance, drawing our memory to that, tonight I, as a priest, will wash the feet of 12 men. Symbolizing what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Why is this night different from all the rest? Because Jesus has given us a new redemption, a new commandment. And tonight, brothers and sisters, remember him. Because your memory of him gives you a new identity in Christ.